الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعمل من الصالحات من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فإن له حياة طيبة. صدق الله العظيم.
Most respected علماء کرام, brothers and elders, Allah Ta'ala created insan and created him on a natural disposition, on fitrat. There are many things part of this insan's fitrat, his nature. One of the things that is part of his nature is that if he deems something to be beneficial, something appears to be beneficial, then he will do what is possible within his capacity to try to acquire it, to try to achieve that benefit. And if something appears to be harmful, something seems that this will be a problem for him, some difficulty for him, so it's the fitrat and the nature of insan that he will try to save himself from it. He will distance himself from it. So this is insan's nature. It's his fitrat. Allah created him on this fitrat. There are certain things that every insan, no matter who it might be, he understands that certain things are harmful. He sees fire and he moves away because this fire can harm him. It's a huge, raging fire. This can be very, very destructive. So it's fitrat, his nature, that he wants to save himself from it, run away from there. Likewise, he sees some good fruit, for example, he knows it's a beneficial thing, somebody has presented it to him, he accepts it happily, he is grateful for it because it's beneficial. So his benefit, he tries to take. Anything that he sees as harmful, he wants to save himself from it. But there are certain things that this insan on his own, with his intelligence and with his fitrat also, could not know the benefit and harm of it. It's his fitrat to go to every benefit and to save himself from the harm, but that depends on knowledge as well, to know what is beneficial and what is harmful. If he doesn't have the knowledge that this is very beneficial, some food item for example, he never knew what are the health benefits in it. But then somebody informed him, somebody who is an expert in the field, somebody who he has confidence in, that person gave him all the detailed benefits, that this particular fruit or whatever this item might be, it has such tremendous health benefits and it really will vitalize the body and it will become a means of clearing out so many toxins and so many issues. Now his whole heart has taken towards it. He is looking for it. If he can't find it somewhere, he is prepared to buy it. Sometimes it's at exorbitant cost, but he's prepared to pay for it because he's seen some benefit in it. He came to know about it now. Until he didn't have the knowledge of it, his fitrat was there to take the benefit, but there was no knowledge about it. So he didn't even bother about it. Now that he knew, he understands it. There was something maybe he was accustomed to eating, but now somebody who's well acquainted with it told him the harms of this particular thing, that these are the very damaging consequences of indulging in this. So now his fitrat makes him realize, after this ilm, after this knowledge of what the harms are, his fitrat makes him now refrain from it. So one is what is clear cut to every insan. He can see certain things as benefit, certain things as harm. But then there are certain things without having been informed about it, he would never know. Then this insan is obviously, he can only see as far as his eyes can see. So his eyes can only see to the extent of this dunya. He can't see anything beyond. So therefore a person who doesn't have the benefit of the sight of iman, all he can see is what's going to harm him in dunya, what's going to benefit him in dunya. that's the be all and end all of life. So his entire focus, his entire effort, all his energies are directed towards that which he deems to be beneficial in dunya, that's what he wants. And if something he deems to be harmful for his dunya, then he wants to stay away from that. But that's where it stops. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the most chosen of all insan, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and then sent the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach insan that this is not the be all and end all. This is only a very, very small phase of this journey. The real benefit and real harm is after this phase of life. If a person endured some difficulty in this little short phase of dunya, but if he gained the everlasting success and everlasting benefit of akhirat, then this will be like something he'll forget instantly. And if somebody was what he thought was extremely beneficial for him, and everything of the best comfort, the best luxury, but Allah forbid he left this dunya without iman, then this will mean nothing. In one moment it'll all just be gone, like one dream, just he woke up from it, but there's nothing there. So the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam came and taught this insan what is of true benefit. Without that knowledge from the Anbiya alayhi salam, he would have had no idea. But then despite this fitrat, sometimes insan, the nafs takes over. He becomes overpowered by his nafs, becomes deceived by shaitan. And despite knowing what is beneficial, what is harmful, but because of this ghalaba and this overpowering situation that he has come under the influence of his nafs into the trap of shaitan, so now he still takes to something which is not good for him, he's moving in that direction. His nature got distorted. This fitrat of insan gets distorted when he gives in and succumbs to the nafs, falls into the deception of shaitan. His very nature sometimes over time gets distorted. Things that are clearly harmful is beneficial for him. And things that are benefit for him, he can't see it. That is the veil of this nafs that comes on the sight of this person onto his heart. And as a result, he just goes headlong into so many things that destroy not just his akhirat, destroy his dunya as well. Akhirat obviously will get destroyed with those kind of things which Allah has forbidden, but even his dunya goes. So this is the crux of it, that this fitrat of insan, he has to channel it correctly. And for that, he needs to attach himself to the ilm that the Anbiya alayhi salam gave. So it is the ilm and the knowledge that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on to the ummah, that these are the things of benefit. What is the benefit? One is on a broad scale. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. On a very broad level, in this ayat everything has been encompassed. That the one who is obedient to Allah Ta'ala, then in dunya also Allah will give him the goodness of dunya and the everlasting goodness of akhirat. So in Allah Ta'ala's obedience is every benefit. Benefit of dunya and benefit of akhirat. And on a broad scale, broad note, Allah's disobedience, the opposite now. Allah Ta'ala's disobedience will mean that the harm of dunya also, and definitely the harm of akhirat, is all about disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. That leads to the harm of akhirat. So if this nafs overpowers this insan, despite now having this knowledge that Allah's disobedience will harm dunya and akhirat, but the nafs takes over, so for the pleasure of that nafs, he starts wallowing in things that he himself has already told others also, this is harmful. Person gets caught up in some indulgences, in some habits. He finished all others also already. This is very harmful. But now the nafs has taken over. So when the nafs takes over, now despite what he has knowledge about, what he has told others about, what he has lectured others about, he starts falling into it. That fitrat got distorted. So this is the very great bounty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's special grace and mercy. Allah Ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And then finally came Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That not just on the broad level, the minor and or the finer details of each aspect, what is the benefit of it? One is salah, the most important fundamental of Islam. So in fulfilling salah is benefit. And in discarding it is tremendous harm. But not just that broad principle. What are the benefits that he'll get out of salah? Benefits in dunya already. And what will come in the akhirat? And what are the harms? Detailed discussion about what are the harms of discarding salah in dunya already. And what will be the consequences in the akhirat? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just leave it to one line. Detail. These are all fazail amal, the fazail salah. Detailed discussions, ahadith are all in detail there. What are the benefits? What are the harms? What are the harms of discarding salah with jama'ah? So this is Allah Ta'ala's great ihsan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great ihsan on the ummah, that all these details were spelled out. So that this insan, this fitrat of his, that he wants to take to what is beneficial, that fitrat will come alive. That subhanallah, such great benefits, and Allah forbid such terrible harms, I can never ever afford to miss my salah, let alone miss my salah, miss it with jamaat, unless there's a valid reason which sharia allows, I can never take a chance to miss that salah. Because this is, that fitrat of his comes alive. In fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala, in refraining from haram, whatever aspect of haram it might be, when he has now heard the virtues of taqwa and what is the benefit of taqwa, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Now this insan's aqal can't tell him. It is the ilm that has come from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah Ta'ala revealed. That the person who adopts taqwa, now taqwa, what's the link that can be seen between taqwa and rizq? But this is a link which Allah is telling us about. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. One adopts taqwa, Allah will grant him a solution to every problem. And Allah will grant him rizq from sources he cannot imagine. But now the person that nafs comes in the way, the deception of shaitan, so now he is looking for his solution in haram. He's feeling depressed, so he's looking at filth. He's thinking he's going to get some kind of, maybe come out of that depression by looking at evil. Subhanallah. Where Allah has kept it, that he's not looking for it there. And where Allah has declared that this is the means of destruction, so now the person is looking for coolness inside the fire. He's looking for some comfort inside the fire. Where it's going to ever happen? So the issue is to come back to the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It is the teaching of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma naqasat sadaqatun min malin. A person is giving sadaqah. Sadaqah never decreases wealth. Now his aqal can't tell him that. His aqal tells him that spend something, it's going to decrease. But he has confidence in the and iman in the words of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, no, this is reality. What my eyes can see, that is not reality. But what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, that is reality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةً. When a person adopts forgiveness, he's ready to forgive, overlook. Allah will elevate him in respect and honor. The eyes can't see that. Where are the eyes going to see that? His mind can't fathom that. How this happens? By forgiving, it'll seem he's the weakling. It seemed like he gave in now, everything was now gone into the favor of the opposite party. But Iman tells him to have full faith in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where it is. So now this fitrat that insan is, if he, his fitrat comes onto the path of that correct deen, now that fitrat will take to this. This is where the benefit is. وَمَنْ تَوَادَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ The one who humbles himself for Allah Ta'ala, not for any other purpose. Allah will elevate him. Whereas nafs and shaitan will put him into that deception that you be proud and be arrogant and that's how you'll get your work done. That's how you'll be able to be dominant. That's how you'll get past people who are surpassing you. Now that is all what nafs and shaitan put that veil over his eyes, over his heart. But Allah Ta'ala has, through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, given us the reality. It is through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have been given this great benefit. Man ahabba yubsata lahu fi rizqihi wa yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi falyasil rahima. One who wants barakat in his life, barakat in his wealth. That the prescription for that, فَلْيَسِلْ رَحِيمًا He must maintain family relationships. Join family ties. Somebody is breaking off ties from him, go ahead and join the family relationship. Now the akal can't tell him that. But if his fitrat is not distorted and disfigured by nafs and shaitan, then that fitrat now, that fitrat-e-imani, that will latch on to this. I can't let this go. I need to take this benefit. The lesson that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that inna a'zaman nikahi barakatan aysaruhu mu'na. The greatest barakat in nikah is when it is that nikah wherein the least expenses are incurred. But the mind and nafs and shaitan take him elsewhere. That if it's done in a grand style, it's done in a way that unfortunately, in that way, it tramples so many commands of Allah Ta'ala. So then this will bring me some kind of prestige, some kind of honor. People will look at me in a very, with a lot of awe. But that is the opposite of what will really happen. The opposite will happen because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that will, if the greatest barakat will come, wherein the least expenses were incurred, which was done in accordance with the sunnah, far away from any haram, then doing it in the opposite manner will destroy every barakat. Because it works both ways. There's day, then there's night also. So if this is what's going to bring the greatest barakat, doing it where all the sins are incurred, there's all mixing, men and women all mixed up, there's some haram taking place, music on, whatever else, the laws of Allah Ta'ala are trampled, the way of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is discarded. So if this is going to bring barakat, that is going to destroy all the barakat. And then the cry is, but what happened? How this happened? How it happened from day one, already everything was being destroyed. La mashallah, sometimes there are other factors as well. But this is the lesson, that this fitrat Allah Ta'ala created in insan, if nafs and shaitan, the person doesn't fall into the trap of nafs, doesn't allow this veil of nafs to come upon him, the trap of shaitan, then this will naturally take him towards benefit. And the greatest benefit is the benefit of akhirat. The greatest benefit is everlasting jannat. Dunya is a very temporary place. But Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy is such that in Allah Ta'ala's obedience is that everlasting benefit and even the benefit of dunya. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا Allah will grant him that good life of dunya, meaning a life of izzat, of afiyat, a life of tawfiq of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Whether with or without the comforts and luxuries of dunya, he'll have that comfort in his heart. So this is the primary lesson in every aspect of life, to come back to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, come back onto the path of deen, come onto the path of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that is our success of dunya and of akhirat. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Hasina Isa has given her consent to perform her nikah to Maulana Muhammad Hussain Barafala. and in lieu of the mahar that has been fixed between the parties of it. We go ahead and perform. Junaid Mullah and Muhammad Isa have been the witnesses to. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Arsalahu bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhiran bayna yaday as-sa'ah. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال محمد حسين صاحب with the consent of the representative Hadi Naeem Isa I give Hasina Isa in your nikah in lieu of the mahar that has been fixed between the parties will you accept Hasina Isa in your nikah say I have accepted I have accepted نكحتها وقبلتها بارك الله فيكما وبارك عليكم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو اهله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه